Oh, hi. No, you're not. Please come in. This isn't just my classroom. You're in this class too. You're fine. No, you're not bothering me. I'm just always really early to class. I come here before Professor James. I just like reading my book. Yeah. I know that we don't really speak well, but I don't think I've ever seen you this early to class before. Usually you're late or exactly on time. No, I'm not. I don't think that. I don't know you that well to judge. Sorry, it's none of my business. Well, then why are you here so early? No one's ever with me in class before it starts. This is the first. I don't know. I guess I like to be productive. And, I mean, I waste my time by reading my book, so it doesn't really matter to me. Maybe this is why he likes me. No, I'm not his favorite student. Do you think I'm his favorite student? Really? I hope so. I mean, I try my best to be a good student, you know? No, you're okay. Yeah, no, it's a big book. It's called Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score. I'm almost done with it, actually. Page 479. Oh, never mind. That's the wrong one. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. Do you read? Not much. Yeah, you don't really look like you read. No offense, I don't mean it in a rude way. You just don't look like the type of person who would sit down and, like, spend their time on a book. I think you'd rather spend that playing video games or something. Sorry, no, I don't want to make it seem like I'm judging. I'm not. Well, feel free to prove me wrong. Am I wrong? That's what I thought. Yeah, that's okay. You don't usually sit next to me, though. No, I don't think Michael's gonna be very happy about that. This is technically his seat. You don't care? Okay, that's, I mean, I could never do that. You're brave. Clearly, you're not afraid of being on somebody's bad side. No, I don't. It's hard to get me mad. What do you mean? It's cute how awkward I am. I'm not awkward. I'm not. I can just be a little bit shy sometimes. It's a good and a bad thing. It's good because it keeps all the bad people away, but it's bad because people think I'm naive. You don't think that? Well, maybe you're not like other people. You want me to read a page? No, that's at a really bad chapter right now. It's kind of boring. Nothing is really happening. Yeah? Nope, I'm done with that page. Moving on. I'm not hiding the book. Why would I do that? I'm just not. I don't think anybody ever told me to read them a page of my book. So this is a little bit weird. Why are you looking at me like that? Like you're staring into my eyeballs. Sorry, was that mean? I'm terrible with words. You'd think I'd be better considering the fact that I read books every single day. I didn't mean for that to sound mean. Why are you laughing? What do you mean I'm cute? I'm not even doing anything. I don't know. Why do we never talk? I feel like you're friends with a lot of people in this class, and I have only, like, one friend. Yeah, her. And that's only because we've been friends since we were little kids. I'm just not a very chatty person. I'm sure you can tell. I'm kind of quiet all the time. Right? Yeah, I know. I try to get myself out of that shell, but it's not easy when you're a little bit shy and reserved. I'm trying to work on it, though. Yeah, this is the most we've ever talked. I'm enjoying talking to you. I think it's because we never really had the time to sit down and talk. So the fact that you're here a little bit early today, it's a good thing. I don't know what I thought of you. That's a really good question. Maybe just the fact that you don't really care much about this class. Yeah, that's true. You do. You do really well on the exams. Maybe you're not as bad as I thought. I think that because you're good looking, you know. So it's easy for me to assume that you have a lot of friends. And that you're a little bit of a jock, I guess. I'm sorry. No, that's mean. Not a jock. That's just not like me. The opposite of me. I'm wrong? How do you want to prove that to me? You're gonna start showing up early every day? Just to prove that you're not a bad guy? I'm not saying that you're a bad guy. There is nothing wrong with being the way that you are. We're just not very similar in that way. We are? How so? That's a good point. You got me there. What time is it? Yeah, they're about to start coming in any minute now. They might find it weird that we're talking. Michael's gonna hate the fact that you're in his seat. Oh yeah. He's always been so mean. He just doesn't leave me alone. I don't know what he wants. Always in my business picking on me. I know he does it for a reaction because he wants to get me mad. Or see me a little bit pissed off. But I try not to give him that. You think it's because he likes me? Okay. I read so many books, but even I'm not that delusional. Why would he like me? I don't even talk to him. I give him the shoulder. Well, even if he did like me, it doesn't matter. I don't date. Maybe it's because I haven't found someone I like. Maybe. I have this perfect image of the person I want to be with. I think it's because I'm so obsessed with books that I have this certain image made up in my head all these expectations and standards. It's bad. Maybe I should drop the book now that I think about it. But I can't. I'm in a really good part. So, as much as I really like this conversation, I wanna focus a little bit. Okay. Cool. Hey. Why are you looking at the paper? No, stop. It's... You don't want to read this page. It's not a good one. Mm-mm. It's terrible. I'm not trying to hide the book. I'm just trying to focus. Secretive? I'm not being secretive. I mean, you can read the book if you want to. But are you going to get through all these pages? I didn't think so. I don't have a little faith in you. I have faith in you. But stop being so curious. Hey, what are you doing? No, stop. Give me that back. Give me the book back. I'm serious. No, 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 no. Don't open it. Don't, please. Please. No, please. This, I will do anything. Just give me the book back. This is so embarrassing. Oh my god. No, no. I didn't say anything. I just want my book back. There's nothing bad about it. Nothing. I'm not freaking out. No, please. Just, okay. You're reading it. Okay, stop. Don't read it out loud. Okay, lower your voice. I don't want anybody to hear that. Oh. God. Okay, stop. Are you done? That's not funny. What do you mean? You had a feeling I was reading something like this? Okay, you caught me. Now what? Why did you want to know so bad? Not as innocent as you thought. What is that supposed to mean? No, that's not true. What, you think I just sit and read my spicy books while the professor is teaching? No, I don't. Maybe, but it's not always this bad. You just happen to read a really, like, spicy chapter. I swear, this book is a great book. It's not all about that. But why did you do that anyways? You're acting like Michael. Yeah, maybe you like me. Since you said Michael likes me, maybe you like me. What do you mean? Am I into what's in the book? No. I mean, this is not even real. It's a made-up story. Just because I read about it doesn't mean I want a guy to do it to me like that. God, this is so embarrassing. Please don't tell anybody. Please. I know that it's not that bad, but I don't want you thinking that I read smutty books every single day in class. I swear, this is a great book. It's just... It has a little bit of that sometimes, and it can be... Oh my god, I'm freaking out. What are you doing? You're apologizing? I appreciate that. I don't know. I guess... Knowing that you know that I read this now is a little bit embarrassing. I'm not that kind of girl. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, do you read these kind of books? No. You wouldn't know what it's like. we can read them together. Yeah, you're so funny. I know. That's so awkward. My face is red. Gee, I wonder why. It's not because you snatched my book away from me and read it out loud at the worst chapter ever. It's just that one part. The main character in this is actually really sweet. I relate to her a lot. Not in that way. Stop. You must think you're so funny, huh? How are you gonna make it up to me? Yeah, I like sushi. You wanna take me out for sushi? Well, it depends. Are you gonna do this again? Or are you gonna let me read my book in peace? Now that I think about it, I can't even read my book around you because you're always gonna assume I'm reading something spicy. You promise? Has your idea of me changed? I don't know what you thought of me before. You think there's a lot more to me? Maybe. I guess we'll find out. At that sushi date? Is it a date? Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. As long as you keep this a secret. You pinky promise? Okay. If I find out you told anybody, I will not be getting sushi with you. Ever. Oh, someone's coming in. You sure you want to stay in that seat? Okay. I'm going to be looking forward to Michael's reaction.